Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Faxon for Favor Life, where we go through the process of there, the process where God shapes us, transforms us, shifts us, moves us, and calls us to something that He Himself has preordained and predestined for our lives. And as we go through this walk of faith, we see God demonstrate His power. We see Him move miraculously as He shapes us and shifts us and separates us from the things that would keep us from moving into His divine will and divine purpose and plan. As we walk through this faith walk, and we see God's purpose being performed, we obey His will, digest the word, and allow the word to be proven in our lives as God takes our everyday life, and He makes us a testimony, a walking testimony for others to see and recognize, but also for the glory of God that He would touch many lives and save many lives and impact many lives for His glory, bringing Him glory as we live a life that is pleasing for Him in the earth. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, not superhuman Christians as we sometimes think, but people just like us living in a different time frame, different century, but having the same problems that we are having. And the Word of God, which is a very present help, a now word, never ever loses power, is the answer and will continue to be the answer because it is God Himself. He takes that word, and He takes that what He's doing in their life, and He helps us look and see how we can overcome the victory that we gain and all that He's going to do in our lives through His word and through our trusting and obedience to His word. We've been looking in the book of Exodus, and we've been watching how God has and is delivering His people. The same deliverance power is what we see and what we know to be in our lives. And as I said before, sometimes it seems as if the promise of God is so far away that we can't obtain it, that we can't get it, that it seems as if it is something that is unreachable, that we've been in the place of this trouble, this situation so long, it just feels to our natural mind that we're never coming out. But you've got to decree and say what God says. If we look at the lives of the Israelites, even beginning with Abraham, we see that God took him through a process. He went from Abram to Abraham. Sarah went from Sarah to Sarah. We see that even Jacob goes from Jacob to Israel. God begins to change them. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And that's what He does with us. He speaks a word of what we are in eternity. He speaks a word that is already complete and finished. And He speaks it from eternity into time. And though it does not yet appear, we do not see ourselves as that. But we are being changed as we trust God and allow Him to do in us, work in us, and allow the word to be life and truth unto us, and we walk by faith and not by sight. We are being transformed, and we are changing our character, our heart. Everything about us is changing to look like what He sees and what He's already established and already settled and called us to be. Abram was called a father before he ever was a father. Jacob was called the father of a great nation before he ever had a nation. They were called something. Isaac, they were called something before they ever became it. Because God is not looking at you now. It is already settled. It's already finished in the mind of God. The Word of God lets us know in the book of Isaiah that in the mind of God, Jesus was already crucified. And because He was already crucified, that's how God was able to look down and show compassion and have a righteous generation, not in their own selves, but because He understands that Jesus was already crucified, and because in His mind it was already done, He was able to have a people that were called His own, even though they were not able to live up to the standard of the law. because he understood that Jesus was going to die and pay the price ultimately. But in the mind of God, he was already crucified. So God always saw the finished product of sons and daughters before he ever died, because he already finished it in his mind, and it was already done in his mind. It was already established. God is calling you what he's already finished and completed in his mind, that's already done and completed in eternity. He's speaking to your time, to our time, and making us now be the products of what he's already finished. We're walking it out by faith, and we're seeing the demonstration of his power, line upon line, precept upon precept, until we are free. He's delivering us from our own selves, saving us from our own selves. He's making sure that we look like what he says, that we become all that he has established. The book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter, says this in the Living Bible. It says this: let us stop going over the same old ground again and again, always teaching those first lessons about Christ. Let us go on instead to other things and become mature in our understanding, as strong Christians ought to be. And the reason why the Lord said to give this is because some of us are still stuck in one place, and we need to go on and shift. And even though this is talking to the believers of going on to maturity and going on and allowing God to teach and add to them, we need to allow God to do this. Some of us emotionally are stuck in one phase of our lives. We're stuck in something that happened to us. We're still playing the victim, and God wants to make you an overcomer. We're still wearing the mask because we don't know our identity. And we're stuck in a phase and a place that God's saying, I need to bring you to something else. I want to shape you and teach you something else. This phase that I'm trying to get you to is a phase of maturity, that you're now going on to embrace the place of walking into and possessing this that I've already finished, already called you to, already assured you that it's yours. This place where I changed your mindset. And in God's mind, it's not nothing new, but for us it's new because we're now finally getting ready to embrace something that we could not embrace, or we could not understand, or we could not gather, or we could not house before. We are now going to receive what he says, behold, I do a new thing. And this new thing is not new with him, but it's new with us, because we're finally at the place where we can receive what he's trying to do. We're finally at a place where the old wine sack of our mind, of our emotions, of something in our lives is done away with, and God is putting a new wine sack that is so we can house what he's trying to say and do, that we can carry it without it bursting on the ground. Jesus makes this analogy about wine. He said, you don't put new wine in an old wine sack. It will burst. Okay, it's the same thing. Some of us have old mentalities about some concepts, about some things that God wants to move us further in, and he has to move us. He has to get rid of that so that we can receive what he's saying. The same thing happened with the children of Israel. God was taking them out of slavery, but the slavery that he was taking them out of was just not in a physical realm. It was mentally, emotionally, it was spiritually. It was in every aspect of their life, financial, every place that they were enslaved, and they were in a cage, and they could not be or see themselves. God was taking them out and redeeming them, but they could not see it. Every time they hit a hard place, they wanted to revert back to an old, familiar place. And that is how many of us are. When we go through things in our lives, when we hit places in our everyday life, when the job is stressful, things are not working out at home, and the children are after that, we tend to go back to the familiar place of depression, of complaining, of no faith, of grumbling, of being in this fit, acting like a five-year-old. And God is saying, I want you to go to the place of maturity. I've already delivered you. I've already set you free. I've already told you you're a conqueror. I've already let you know and understand that greater is the God that is in you than he that is in the world, that I am for you, that I've already made a way for your escape, that I am your exceedingly great reward, that I am your portion. And because of who I am in you through the Holy Spirit, you have been named and called and ordained as a conqueror. And you will conquer because I've already finished it. I've already done it. You're showing up to a fight that's already fixed. I've already won the great battle for you. I went into hell and I spoiled principalities. Whatever the enemy thought was great and was greater than me, I looked at it and made it an open show. I went into the devil's camp. I went into his camp, and I paraded my authority in his camp and defeated the enemy before everything that he had that said that he was greater. And they all recognized and knew that he was Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, that's why every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess. That's why demons recognize and understand that when we call Jesus by faith, when we call on the name, when we rebuke and bind, when we move in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ, he has to back down. Jesus has already conquered. This same God lives inside of you, in us, through the Holy Spirit, and now has a plan that says this is who you are, and we have to agree with him, because if you don't, you will become like the first generation, and you will not receive or possess the promise. I am the second generation. I am the generation so that I will believe God. I will stand on his word. I will see what he has for me. I will see the salvation of the Lord. I will believe that place that he said is mine, and everything that he says, I'm giving up no ground. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will see his salvation. I will see his greatness, his inexhaustible greatness and goodness towards me. I will see the demonstration of his power. I will see his hand move in my life, because I am the generation that's allowing him to shift me to maturity, and I'm letting go of those things. I'm letting go of those former things. I'm letting go of those things that are not going to profit me. Those mindsets, those attitudes, those places that the enemy wants me to stay in a damaged state, a damaged frame, those damaged works, those places of discouragement, I'm letting those go to gain Jesus Christ. I'm letting them go to gain him, not only in the spirit, but in my emotions, in my mind, in my physical, whatever it is, I'm letting go of everything that will keep me from gaining Christ. I have to gain him. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Forgetting those things are behind. Pressing to that place, that high calling, because something is greater. I encourage you to grab this word, be encouraged by it, and pray that you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you here on Monday, if the Lord would say so, for another episode of Favor Life. Be encouraged in your process of there. God bless you.